Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tater the King calling out of the 757. How is you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. You know, each and every day is a blessing. So you already know when I woke up this morning, I was like, whoop, whoop.
Yes, yes, hunty.
Yes. No matter what you're going through, you got to keep your spirits high, man. If you don't keep your spirits high, then you down. I mean, you definitely don't want y'all to be down.
Mm-hmm.
How was your day?
It was wonderful. I had some ups and downs with a headache, but other than that, I got to talk to my baby. So all my babies, my queen, my kids, I've been blessed.
I hear that. So, you know, tonight, you know what, before we even get into the tonight's topic, let's talk about the recap from last night.
Awesome.
First of all, ladies, before we go into the recap, I want to apologize to everyone. Last night, the show got so intense that we got cut off, okay?
Weirdly.
My hand did not hit the button because I didn't have wanted to hit the button. It was not because, you know, we were trying to be funny or anything. Just the conversation was just too good. And then, you know, right now I'm hungry just because of last night. We were talking about food. And if you know what I'm talking about, if you was on last night, you know what kind of food we were talking about. So, you get what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Seduction.
Shout out to, chicken.
Lord, there you go talking about chicken. Lord, you know, get me started.
But, okay.
Let's go on to tonight's topic, man. Tonight's topic is a real touchy topic, okay? Because this topic, I know for me myself, it boils my stove. It grinds my gears, and you already know I'm coming cutthroat with it. Tonight's topic is we're going to be talking about them home records. This was submitted by 8 of you. 8 people between Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So definitely going to roll with this topic for tonight. Teddy.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to deal with a home record? First of all, before I ask you that question, let me define what a home record is, okay?
Okay. Please
do. Some people
may
not
know. Clarify.
You know.
Okay, clarify for us. Yes, I'm ready.
Yes. The home wrecker is that son of a... we got to block some stuff out. That son of a... that wants to come into your life, meddle in your relationship, and steal what's yours. 9 times out of 10, they prey on your misery. When you're in a relationship with somebody, they can see when you're not happy, when you're not treated right, and they go in and take charge in hopes of taking that person away from them so they can make it better. And just cuss like 6 times. Teddy.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in a situation that you had to deal with somebody like that? If so, how did you handle it?
Okay, I've been in that situation 1 time some years ago. And I was living with the person I was dealing with at that time, and she had some friends, you know, because where I was at, I ain't know nobody. So, anyway, friend was constant. She was always around. They was always talking. She was always had some shit to say. I never would figure it out until the end, where I just said I couldn't take it no more, and she went her way, I went my way. Some, you know, a year or two later, she said, oh, I'm with such and such. I'm like, oh, so you with the bitch that you brought around me, you know what I'm saying, the whole entire time. And she said, like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I ain't cuss out. I just stopped dealing with it and moved on. But I learned a lesson. You don't bring everybody around your mate because you can't trust everybody. You can't talk your business with you and your mate to everybody because they'll use your business against you, either to break y'all up for their benefit or just break y'all up just because they want you to be miserable like them. I'm not too keen on homewreckers. I don't like them. Don't like them at all.
Mm-hmm.
How was what's your thoughts on a homewrecker? And have you been in that situation in your life, bruh?
Have I been in a situation with a homewrecker? Of course. I think everybody has been there when they had to put somebody in their goddamn place. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My situation, you know, let's see, let me think of one that's good. Oh, I got one. I was in a relationship with a woman. You know, loved her to death. This is honestly the only woman that I actually cared about. I cared about all my relationships, because you can't just be in a relationship with somebody you don't care about. You care about them. You know, you may not love them, but you care about them. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, I got a little cold, please. I understand. I got a cold. It just can't happen. But, you know, and this person will come around, oh, yeah, this is my brother. We cool, you know. Next thing you know, she came to me and was like, I'm cheating on you and I want both of y'all.
What?
Hated it.
What?
So you already know what KC did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
You know what KC
did, right? Well, hold on. We're riding that back. She says she cheated on you, and she wants you and the person she cheating on you with?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Pineapple.
Stop.
Okay, go on. Tell them what you did.
Honey, I got the fuck up out of there. I said, what did you say? You wanted me and her. Annie, I wasn't ready. I was like,
no.
Girl, pineapples. got in my car, girl. Got in my little hoopty, girl. And I was out. Deuces.
You rolled.
Yes, on Christmas, bitch. On Christmas. I was out.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Took my gift and everything, girl. I ain't lying. I went back to Walmart. Annie.
Look, went to that customer service that's like, yeah.
Yes, honey.
I
went back to
my
Walmart.
Coins. Like, I need my coins.
Get my coins back. Now, this is. Now, you know what? How do you feel about home records in general? Before you ask that lady, if you're listening online, call 646-716-6977. Again, 646-716-6977. If you're already on the line, press the number one, because we definitely want to hear what you got to say about the home records and how you feel about them. Even if you just want to say, hey, KC, hey, Teddy, whatever, say something. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of y'all online tonight. I know y'all want some. So, Teddy,
come on.
How do you feel about home records? What is your thoughts on this topic? Control.
I don't like them. I mean, misery loves company. Them motherfuckers, homewreckers, you know what I'm saying, they miserable. So they going to try to do anything by any means to make you miserable, to break up your relationship, either for their gain, to gain you, or just to make your life a living hell. Because you do have ones that do that. They get joys out of breaking up people's happy relationships.
which is sad, but it's true. And it happens on a day-to-day basis. How you feel about homewreckers, man? I know. Hold on, wait. I know you about to get cutthroat. I know you.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it deep down in your soul, bro, that you about to get cutthroat. How do you feel about homewreckers in general?
Well, Teddy, I'm glad that you asked that.
Yes.
I support
you. What the?
I'm gonna say first of all, I support everybody and everything they do. You know, it is what it is. You are who you are. I love it. If you love it, fuck that. Let me tell you something straight up. Straight up. Only people that goes into another person's relationship and try to steal their joy are people that are miserable. You have to stay away from negative people, first of all. If you're in a relationship with somebody, keep negative people away. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, people that are quiet and normally are in corners snickering, laughing like, and you're wondering, like, what the fuck are these bitches laughing at? 9 times out of 10, they're plotting on your happiness. People that always got a story for you, always got something to say about you not being happy with this person or whatever. They always got something negative to say about your relationship. 9 times out of 10, these people are going to steal your boo. If this girl walk around your house,
why?
And it's your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she comes to your house naked, honey. I'm talking about fishnets. What the hell? She comes to your damn house with some fishnets on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, she looking at your boo. All right? I'm going to tell you straight up, baby. I'm going to tell you straight up. Just like Teddy said, what Teddy said, she said you can't bring everybody around your girl. But I feel that if you my real nigga, you my real friend, you my real bitch, I should be able to bring my girl around you at
any time.
You feel what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a moment where I can't have my girl around you. Because you know what? Sometimes that show you who your girl is, too. Is she really going to, you know, it is what
mm-hmm.
it is. You know what I'm saying? I bring my girl around my friend because I'm proud of my girl. I'm not going to have my girl from nobody.
Me neither.
And if she really my girl, she not going to stoop it to that. Because guess what? If she do, I'm cutting them both off. My friend and my girl, straight up. That's helping me in my life to learn out who they are for me. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You a homewreck, I'm going to need y'all to go shoot yourself in the head and kill yourself.
Well, dang.
I need y'all to find your own happiness. Stop stealing people happiness from them, man. They work hard for that. They in love, man. They ready to get married. Go find your own pussy, man. You know how many girls, how many dudes is out here looking for what you looking for? Leave people relationship alone.
Then you got to say it one more time so they can
see. Then
you
got to say it one more time. Leave people relationship alone. It's not yours. Go find your own relationship. Because if you come to me and my girl, I'm going to beep. Look, I had to beep it out because I don't want that. I don't want the FBI on my shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know, they be looking and shit, Illuminati out this motherfucker. I don't want them to hear what I got to say because they think it's a threat or something. But I'm just saying, man, leave people alone. Let people be happy.
Let them
live. You know what I'm saying? People deserve happiness, man.
Yes, they do.
If you can't find nobody, man, let go and let God and let him bring somebody into your life.
Well,
and come and be patient.
Yes, it is. Because I'm going to tell you now, bro, you already know.
You need to go to church, home wrecker. You need to go to church. Like,
shit, you already know. Ain't nobody going to break up my happy home. I'm happy and content with my queen. Try me if you want to.
Exactly.
Try
me. You know what? There's a lot of weak people in these relationships, too, because they allow it to happen.
Because mm-hmm.
if you paid enough attention to your woman, she wouldn't have to look nowhere else. Or she would put them in their place. Love her.
Yep.
Console her.
Amen.
Fuck
be
her.
Her.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear
yeah.
that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck her. Make love to her mind, mentally and physically.
Wow.
Eat her thoughts. When I say eat her thoughts, when she talks to you, take heed to everything that she's saying to you. Because nobody's going to wander from a relationship if they're happy. You wouldn't have to worry
mm-hmm.
about that. So it's not just on the home wreckers. It's on the people that's in the home that's wrecking the homes, too.
Man.
You better learn, baby.
About to hit church?
Church? Man, we about to have an apostle, honey. We about to have a new convention set up in this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
They need to. They really do. They need to understand is if you're not making your home happy, you wrecking it. And if you allow people into your relationships, they gonna wreck it. So either way, you gotta put a stop to it, you know, before it starts. And it always starts at home. If y'all ain't got that foundation, y'all ain't built up on nothing, y'all bound to let somebody, like a home wrecker, in to destroy it.
Right.
Thank
you,
Mammy.
Can't nobody tear nothing down that's strong and the foundation is there. Because
mm-hmm.
a real strong couple, nothing is going to break them. Both parties got to be strong, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
They got to be strong.
I wonder what the ladies out there in radio land got to say about it. I know some of y'all got something to say.
Yeah, you know I was about to do that next, honey.
Stay up there. I know. Press that number one, y'all. Don't be shy.
I'm sure they're ready.
I think they're ready.
Yes, they are. Good Lord. Woo, Lord. All right. There you go, 443-810. The topic tonight is home wreckers. Let's go.
Hey, Casey. Hey, Patty. This is Rainbow.
Hey, what's good, girl?
Hello.
Nothing. All right. My input on the topic is I agree with both of y'all, but, I mean, like Casey was saying, no one can be taken unless they're willing to go. So if you're not doing your job, you allowing a homewrecker to come in your relationship. Yes, I have been in that situation, but it wasn't successful, so that's about it.
Oh, so you a strong one, huh?
Yeah, that's why I don't deal with bisexuals, but unfortunately we still together, so there must be something there. But
I hear that.
Well.
Uh-oh.
What's uh-oh? I don't feel well. I'm not messing with y'all tonight. Y'all see I'm not loud today.
No, I know you. See, you're not feeling good because you're not loud. You're not cracking on KC. Dang.
I know.
She said
you're
not cracking on
KC.
She's
not cracking on you, bro.
I got my tooth pulled yesterday, so it's like, not really feeling it.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
I hope so, too. But I still made it. KC, I hope you're not a homewrecker.
You hear that, Patty?
I heard it.
So, yo, I'm not a homewrecker. What does that mean? I don't get that. Like, what? Alert.
Truth be told, I mean, like, they can't, if you're willing to go, like, I don't know. Like, no one will be taken unless they're willing to go. So it can't be it's not the homewrecker. It's the person you're in a relationship with.
Right.
So you just got to watch who you deal with. And don't
exactly.
be quick to jump in relationships. Get to know a person first before you just say, oh, I want to be with this person, I love them. How can you love them and you don't even know them? Like,
right.
Crazy.
That's true. That's true, sweetheart. Merry
Christmas. Teddy is happy, Teddy. Congratulations on your relationship. Casey
Thank you very much.
What?
Nothing. I said, Casey probably get there one damn day. I don't know what the fuck be going on with Casey.
Oh my goodness! Like, where did all this come from? I'm you know,
that's
a blur.
That's a whole another story.
You off the chain, girl.
That's
yeah. I think it's gonna come quicker than you know. It's gonna
I hope
come
so.
Quick.
Yeah. I hope so. Cause the females on KC page is terrible. So I hope so.
Oh my goodness.
Pray for them. That's all you can do.
Like,
pray,
oh
for them. Pray for them.
I just be a little Facebook lurker, just looking. Don't say nothing. Just look.
Oh my goodness.
My page is blessed. Okay.
Your yeah. page need to be blessed.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Where is all this coming from, Rambo?
I don't know. It's coming from somewhere. It's coming from the truth. That's where it's coming from.
From the truth? What kind of truth is going on? I don't understand what you're talking about.
I understand. The truth is, Casey.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I have found interest in somebody.
I'm proud, Casey, both damn times.
Yeah, I found interest in somebody. You know?
Yay! Clap for Casey.
Girl, be quiet. Good night.
Good night, Casey. Can't be a hoe no more.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Dun-dun-dun.
Bruh, did she call me a hoe?
I believe she did.
It's Tell the Truth Tuesday, Casey.
You said what?
It's Tell the Truth Tuesday.
It is?
It is, and I'm telling the truth. I've never been a hoe. And my brother can tell you I've never been a hoe. If I'm in a relationship with you, I'm with you 100%.
My brother's faithful to whoever she's with. I can vouch for that.
Teddy, stop fucking co-signing, because I gave you a compliment.
I ain't co-signing, goddammit. I've been there. She is, damn it.
She is. That sound real ghetto. I've been there. She is.
And I'm country ghetto. Shit.
You've been in Baltimore for a little too long, baby.
Look here. So I was in Baltimore. I was with my queen and what, so?
What? You've been in Baltimore for too long. The ghettoness is rubbing off on you, baby.
No.
You country and ghetto at the same time.
Hey, it is what it is. She like it. No, wait. She love it, so it don't matter.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yes, it is. And you know what? Don't you go anywhere. We're going to come back to you and get down to these next callers, all right?
Casey, I'm tired of you, but okay.
What did I do? You know what? We're going to come back to you. We're going to come back to you. All right. All right.
All right.
She is off the chain. Oh, my goodness.
What the hell, bro?
I didn't. Oh, my goodness.
What you do, man? What you do?
Every show, it is off the chain. Off the chain. Off the chain. But shout out to Rainbow. Definitely a faithful caller. Definitely want to shout you out. Next caller, area code 202 277. Talk to us. How do you feel about home records?
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Hi, Tammy.
Hey.
Hello.
I forgot what I was going to say because that last caller just came for you.
Pretty much.
This is every day. I'm used
Are
to
you
it.
A homewrecker?
What?
Are you a homewrecker?
Girl, I got asthma. I don't have time to be chasing these hoes.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. I ain't going to come for you.
Well,
you
had touched
on what I was
going to
say.
Sounding like
I,
that.
I
know I can, but.
Okay, I'm going to close my ears. I'm too young for this conversation that's about to happen.
Yeah, you might need to close them, but see.
I'm going to go in the corner and rock back and forth.
Yes, I'm rocking now.
I'm not ready. I wasn't ready. I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Don't be scared.
I'm not ready.
But anyway, be good, Casey. Shout out to Rainbow.
Please be good.
Oh, you had touched on what I was going to say about home records. What I was going to say was the home record is basically in the house.
Right.
Because the person on the outside cannot do what that inside person don't want to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them.
Mm-hmm. You agree?
I agree. Do you agree?
Do you agree? Okay.
Okay, do
oh,
you?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Casey, be good. Hi, Patty.
Hey. I'm going to pray. I need to pray after
but
this
but
day.
But you have
home,
to. And it's funny, wait a minute. It's funny because I just posted up a status on Facebook about what you start out in a relationship you have to maintain in order to keep that person happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do no switching up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ain't that right, Casey? I don't have nothing else to say. I'll put that out there. Take note.
Bruh.
It's okay, bro.
I know they coming for me tonight.
You're not ready.
Oh, I'm already ready. I'm trying to go, baby.
Well,
all day coming for me, Miss 202. She got quiet now. Look, she can't
nah,
back it up.
Be quiet. I'm listening.
I'm just gonna sit here and be quiet. Yep, I'm just gonna sit here and be quiet and rock.
You don't have to
be
quiet, Patty. Say what you gotta say. Come on.
I have done this.
Okay. Casey.
Mm-hmm.
You ignore me? Mm-hmm. You want me to be good?
Yeah.
Both y'all be good. Dang damn it, both y'all be good. Shoot.
Yes, ma'am, please be good.
Yeah, both y'all. Don't make me
okay.
Get my belt. Be good.
Ooh,
yeah.
The belt. Wow.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot who I was talking to, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm ready to get my belt for real.
I know that's right.
Mm. I'm too young
and what
for
you
going to
do with that belt?
What am I do with that belt?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do some things you want me to do, baby.
Okay. Oh. TMI. Mm.
I'm gonna spank that ass. You like that
TMI
shit?
TMI for me.
Like it,
my ears.
Like
look here. My ears. I got virgin ears. Can y'all chill?
I like to be spanked, but it's okay.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I got virgin ears.
Okay, Casey,
ears.
Get me off the line. Casey,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
give me
exactly.
Off the line. I'm done.
All right. Well, thank you so much, 202, for calling in and talking about them home records. Don't go nowhere, right, because I got a freak topic next. You feel me? So don't go nowhere. I definitely want your input, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You just fantasize about that belt, baby, all right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got
ooh, Lord. How you doing? How you doing, bro?
I am wonderful.
Oh, Lord, Merry Christmas. Next caller. Area code 407-371. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel about them home records. Let's go. Hello, 407.
Hi, Casey. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey.
Hey.
Sorry. I'm at work, so I'm sort of quiet. But I had to call in because I'm sort of going through the situation. But what I got to say, I don't know. I agree with the caller about the home workers are inside of the home. First of all, when you're dealing with two individuals, I'm going to break it down. When you're dealing with two individuals, just make sure that you're, like, secure of yourself. The relationship I just got out of 3 years, I took care of this female, held her down. 2.5 years, we just recently suffered a breakup on Christmas Day because she's insecure. Why she's insecure? Because I got my shit together. She don't have hers together. I put her through school, film school, everything. She's still insecure about everything. Oh, you looking at this person. You looking at that person. You this, you this. No, you need to get your shit together. While you focus on me, you need to get you together. So
right. That's
the thing. It's about insecurities. Or if a lot of people say they want an independent woman, they want somebody strong. Okay, well, I went to school years ago. I got my degrees years ago. Not the, you know, brag or nothing, but I'm saying, but if you want somebody in that we build together instead of you try to build me down or make me insecure, you know what I'm saying? You get on my level, I pull you up, you come to my level, don't bring me down to yours. So I had to just, like, say something on that matter. It's not always about the outside entities. That's what she said. Oh, yeah, so many outside entities when you get other people in our relationships and you talk about this and you talk about that. No, it's yourself. You have to deal with your inside situation and how you feel about yourself. If you're happy, I don't care what I bought her, what I gave her, it cannot buy happiness in your home. So it's the individuals themselves. Tell me if you're green.
I agree.
Yep.
That's
yeah,
why
I
you agree, Casey.
I do. That was just deep, like, you know, like.
You just have to sit there.
On that work, I'm like, let me put my pictures real quick because I got to call in on this one. But, yes, it is so true. But I just told her she has to get her stuff together, you know, just like it wasn't me, it's you. And I'm not going to take the blame for none of it. Like I said, when you want somebody in their financial set and they have this and they have that, don't try to pull me down. Pull me up. We build up together. And you
right.
already knew my status quo before we got together because that's what you said you was looking for. You was looking for a family. You was looking for the home life. You was looking for this. But then, you know, I work 12-hour shifts, and I leave this job, and then I go and do my day job doing 8 more hours. Sometimes I work 20 hours in a day. And then when you come throw some bull at me telling me I'm not supporting you emotionally and mentally, I mean, come on now. I even had to Google this mess, like, to see, like, where emotional and mental health comes from. That comes from within. So that's something I told, oh, girl, I said, you got to fix that within yourself, honey. That's nothing that I can fix for you. It's how you feel about yourself.
Right.
And you can build up a person all day. You can build them up all day, Casey. But if they're not there mentally, then, you know, y'all not going to be on the same, you know, they say unequally yoked. We wasn't yoked together because it's a pull, because it's a jealousy inside the home, because it's this, it's that. You know what I'm saying? And then
right. You
hit me with some bull telling me that, Well, I'm supporting you physically, okay, because the bedroom was not liking, or, well, I'm supporting you financially, you need it emotionally and mentally. So
right.
I had to Google this, like, I mean, she was, like, messing with my mind, and I looked it up, and it was like, you, it's your stamina, it's your, how you feel, your zest about life, that's what supports you mentally, and I mean, emotionally and mentally. And I tried
right.
to give her that, but that's something that she had to deal with within herself. So what I do, move on, gladly. So it's not all about the outside entities, the Facebook, the Instagram. I have all of those. Have I ever tried to holler at anybody on Facebook and Instagram? No, I have not. Because I knew when I parked my car in our yard every night, I knew what I was going home to. But at the same time, while I'm out here trying to get our grind on, trying to get our BMWs and Mercedes in our yards, you over here talking to the next bitch wanting them to feel sorry for you. Sorry about my French. But I'm just, it's
you
like,
can
it's
cuss,
fresh.
Girl. Go ahead, cuss, girl.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Girl, go ahead and get it. I'll vent, baby.
So,
look.
You know, she just for her, huh? Go ahead.
No, I say, go ahead, vent, baby. You say what you got to say because I, trust me, I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like so hurt. Like, our marriage, like, okay, we supposed to be getting married and all of this. But at the same time, you know, like, and I don't need that outside to hate on me. You was hating on me yourself. Like,
right.
So, you know. But you have to be on the same. I don't care. And that's what I'm saying, like, in the home life, we have to check ourselves as being partners. Are you able to stand up to a strong individual, or do you need somebody weak? And I really feel like she needs somebody weak because I was strong, very strong-willed, have a lot of support system around me, my mom, everyone, and it was a jealousy. It was a you know, oh, you got everybody. I have no one. But I am your someone. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, and I tried it in different atmospheres because my friend said, maybe y'all need to move away. We moved away for a year. Nothing changed. It got worse. I moved back here from Atlanta back to Florida, and it still was getting worse. So I'm like, you know what? I can't let you steal my happiness. I'm not going to work, and everybody's seeing, like, Melinda, what's wrong? You used to be so happy. It's my home life. You got to go.
Right.
So it's not always the outside that causes the...
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Anyway, I'm not unhappy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not unhappy or nothing like that, but I just know that a lot of people put so much blame on other people on the outside. But like the one caller said prior to the first caller, she was like saying, if they wanted to go, if they left, it's because they wanted to go. So
right.
And you're going to look and find fault within everything versus just saying, hey, I'm not happy, either I'm insecure or I can't measure up to you, I'm gone. And I think in a relationship, the strong should pull the weak and vice versa. You know, not vice versa, but the strong should pull the weak. But if the strong carrying you for like 2.5 years, come on, like really? Yeah,
so I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, and it gave, and all my happiness with it. So I have to like revamp all my life all over again. But it's okay. It's okay, but it's not always the outsiders.
Right.
Sometimes it's the inside.
That's so true.
So
it is true.
So, but the bad part about it is where it sits me with love is let me know that, you know, I can just be like, you know, like living good, sending my own stuff, and I don't have to worry about, I mean, it makes you like look like, is this going to happen again, or do I have to go like pull my status quo up higher and date somebody on a more, you know, higher financial realm to find happiness so I won't get into that again. And I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, I'm talking about court tomorrow and everything. You trying to sue me for this, like, it's crazy. But like I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Everything going to come out good. I'm going to court tomorrow. Hold my head up. And, honey, you better bring it. Because if you ain't able to afford a lawyer, I got mine.
Well,
but it's crazy, but it's true. But I think people sit and read, and I think they, like, study your life, and then they see where they can pray. And I think this was a relationship that I was actually prayed upon. So I said, the next one, I have to be careful, very, very careful. You know?
Right. You know what?
I'm gonna love again, but I just
Let me give you some advice. The next one, study this person up and down before you make a decision.
That's right.
You know, get to know them. Get to know their ins, their outs. Get to know some background about them. Listen to what the people say. Don't listen, don't take heed to it, but, you know, listen to what the people say, you know. And really, 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 really get to know them. It's not going to happen in a day. It's definitely not going to happen in a month. It's definitely not going to happen. You let that make it happen when that man come in your ear, when that man from above say, hey, it's time. You know when it's time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was touching someone, but I'm taking it real, real slow, and I'm, like, letting her know, like, listen, you was in the background, you saw, like, okay, all the stuff, and I'm not, it's just at my own time. Anytime I feel like it's advancing to, I mean, you know, because I don't do the rebound stuff, I'm not that type of chick. But at the same time, when you're out there and people know your situation, and when you're, you know, like an asset to others, I mean, they're easy, like, okay, there's so many, okay, yeah, let's do it. But no, I don't want to jump into nothing else. I'm good, boo. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm just enjoying life, and like I said, you know, I'm still happy, you know, but at the same time, I'm not trying to rush into nothing. And anybody who don't understand that, lose my number.
Exactly. Ooh. Kick rocks. Return to sender. Because anybody that really, really is interested in you and really wants to grow with you will get to know you. And, you know, they will get to know you. They will build that friendship. They will be patient. And because even though you're talking to somebody, you're not committed to them, doesn't mean that they are not the only one. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
You feel what I'm saying? Just because you're not committed to this person does not mean they're not the only one. Like, you know, if I'm talking to somebody, they are my only one and all. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't do all that talking to 55 different people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm letting y'all ladies know,
yeah. You
don't have to jump the broom when you first meet somebody. Get to know them. Become their best friend. You get what I'm saying? Get to know these people. Become their best friend. And if they really want you the way they say they do, they will get to know you with you getting to know them. I'm going to leave it just like that. Thank you for 07 for calling in. She's on radio. Definitely tune in because I got some announcements right now. All right?
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're so welcome. Don't go nowhere, though. I'm going nowhere.
Okay. I won't.
All right, ladies. First of all, I want to let you ladies know this Friday right here, if you're in Richmond, Virginia, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, wherever you are, She's On Is having this official all-white affair. We got some awesome entertainment. We got Jeezy. We got Spider. We got Pure Seduction. We got Special. We got some entertainment up in the building. I'm going to need y'all to be there. White is asked, but it's not mandatory. 207 West Broad Street, Richmond, Virginia. It's on the corner of Jefferson and Broad. The parking lot is on the corner of Jefferson and Grace. Right when you pull up, left, look to your left. Number parking spots only. Do not park in anything other than number parking spots in that lot. If you have not gotten your tickets to She Pride 2014, I'm going to need you to grab those tickets. Because I don't know if anybody remember last year, the building was packed, okay? So we definitely want to make sure everybody get their ticket. If you don't get your ticket online, there's no guarantee you will make it in the building. Because last year, honey, and the year before that, we sold out. Did we not, Teddy?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so to avoid all that, get the ticket, come through the ticket line, and you're in there. You ain't got to worry about that line or nothing, you know. Next, tomorrow, I need y'all to put on my Facebook wall, post on my Instagram. I want to know what y'all want to talk about tomorrow because tomorrow is Wednesday, so that's y'all day. So give me topics. We can talk about anything. Y'all want to talk about chicken, fried potatoes. We can talk about that. If y'all want to talk about I can't stand her, haters, we can talk about it. Anything y'all want to talk about, tell me before we go, let them know how to get in contact with you.
Y'all can get in contact with me, facebook.com/thekingofBA, or on Instagram, teddybear_thekingofBA, and that's in all caps.
All right, ladies, y'all know how to get in contact with KC. If you do not, it's @JUSZKC on all social media except Instagram. Instagram, you have to put an underscore between the JUSZKC, but it's still JUSZKC with underscore. Come on now. That's on Instagram. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. She's On Radio. Y'all give me those posts. I want to know what y'all want to talk about. I love y'all so much. It is what it is. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And to all you ladies out there, do not let the home wreckers wreck your home. Like they said, it's not the home wreckers. It's on the outside. The home wreckers are on the inside. Talk to y'all ladies later.
Night. Hey.